is riding on this football game. So there's a special intensity, a special urgency. Here come the Volunteers. Wherever you listen throughout the world, it's football time in Tennessee.
Tennessee, the Vol Navy's making waves, and it's orange they bleed. Vol Nation's tailgating, and they're raring to go. Yeah, when Neyland gets to rocking, it's a hell of a show. And man, you won't believe.
What's up, y'all? We hope everybody's having a great Wednesday night. The Vols are killing it. All around the board. It doesn't get much better than this if you're a Tennessee Volunteer.
These are the good old days, Vol Daddy.
We've dreamed of it. We've thought of it. We love it.
Put the ball down.
Put the ball down, baby.
Let's go.
Vols Deep Podcast, episode 24, officially underway. 24 weeks into season 2. Time sure flies by when you're having fun. As always, we're live tonight on Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. I have Spanky, Spur, and Josh with me tonight, per usual. Josh is on the far right. Spur is in the middle, exactly where he likes it. Spanky
right between these two.
Is on the far left.
Spur sandwich.
Don't get canceled.
Spanky's on the left, same as he votes. Let's give a big shout out.
We're not political around here now.
Let's give a shout out.
Don't lie to the people like that.
Let's give a big shout out to our great sponsors before we get Vols deep tonight. VFL, Stephen Hensley Insurance and Realty, 865 Exterior Solutions, Hound Dogs, Knoxville, Tennessee Trends and Freedom Motors, LLC, and the Vol Navy. They are the gears that make this show go round. We'll talk about them more throughout the show individually, but as always, love to give them some love at the very beginning of the show.
That's right. Thank you to all of our sponsors, and if you have a business or know a business that is looking for a grassroots, unique way to advertise, please reach out to the Vols Deep Podcast crew. We'll get you some information for Season 3 coming up soon.
All right. We have college football talk tonight, Tennessee football talk, Tennessee basketball talk, both ladies and men. Speaking of ladies, we're going to give away a pair of Ladies Vols basketball tickets tonight later in the show, so stick around. We have Start Bench Cut. We have One Word. We have The Duel. And who will be the loser tonight for our pick'ems?
Hope it's Josh again.
who must dip into the cup of punishments? We'll reveal that loser later in the show. Josh has a big surprise for everyone tonight. I'm still surprised, I think. I think he may even be surprised later. We'll also reveal the listener winner from our Vols Deep Podcast Facebook page. That person will win a $25 gift card to Hound Dogs and some other cool things from the Vol Navy. Let's check the comment box. Let's hear from our listeners and see what's going on.
Just getting started. We got a J.C. Pitt says, how about them Lady Vols? We're going to talk about the Lady Vols quite a bit tonight, so Stephen, stay tuned for that.
Stephen Wilson's already making predictions. Vols 35, Ohio State 17.
I like it.
I'd be good with it. Putting a flag at on the 50-yard line, which is a felony in Ohio now, by the way.
Really? They're trying to make it one. Do it at the 40.
Do it at the 40. They try it. Yeah. It says it's center field.
Center field?
Yeah.
Do it in the end zone.
Yeah.
Tear the goalpost down. That's what I want to do.
Storm their field.
Yeah.
Dylan and Miranda say, go Vols. Let's move over to TikTok, maybe. We got a hook 'em horns. Good luck to y'all in the playoffs.
See you in the third round.
Oliver says, go Vols, the schedule for the most part. Or love that he loves the schedule for the most part. We're going to go over that a little bit later as well. Zoe says, go Big Orange and give y'all a follow. I'm growing my bike content. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much.
We'll hit you back. Joan says, hey, guys.
What's up, Joan? Hit that like button.
We've got some
4,000 times.
We've got some Ohio University fans in the comments. I get some real mad if you just call them Ohio and leave the state out.
Yeah.
So that's how I'm going to refer to them all night long.
Ohio, yeah.
Ohio. 2.3 thousand likes already on TikTok. We appreciate y'all very, very much.
You didn't even give them the thee.
No, don't, they ain't getting the thee either. They ain't getting nothing.
They ain't no thee.
Just Ohio. Ohio.
We're going to see the Tennessee D soon.
Going to get canceled, Josh. Let's give a big shout-out to our friend and Vol for Life, Stephen Hensley. Stephen is both realtor and insurance broker. He can help answer any questions you have about real estate. What's the market doing? Is it a good time to buy or sell? What's your home worth? Do you need to make improvements or repairs to get the most money out of your home? As an insurance brokerage, he can shop your home, auto, boat, RV, ATV, motorcycle, renters, landlord, Airbnb, you name it, he will find you the best carrier possible for insurance. He can also offer commercial and business insurance as well. Text or call Stephen anytime, 865-742-1672. If we don't see your comment, feel free to send it as many times as necessary. We love to hear from our listeners.
I was talking about her defense. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, you better be careful. Yeah.
I was confused there for a minute.
You better be careful with her.
Yeah, you were walking the line, Josh.
Sherry says big orange in every sport. That's right. We sure are.
Everything's cool.
Just making sure you have the right colors on over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't wear wrong colors, I guess. I don't know.
No gray.
Yeah.
Oh, Spur.
Yeah, wear a little gray today.
Look at that champion logo right there.
The champion logo.
You better flip that thing around like that and put it down.
Let me put my bracelets on.
That's blue, red, and white, damn it.
Oh, God.
Full force.
I dressed warm today. I'm preparing.
We'll go over the playoff committee poll. We're going to do this a little bit different. I'll just go through each game with rankings. I'll give the seed and the ranking, and we'll give our thoughts. Does it sound good?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Start at the top of the bracket, we have number 16 ranked, number 12 seed Clemson. The winner will play number 3 ranked, number 5 seed Texas.
You messed that up.
Oh, I messed that way up, didn't I?
Clemson and Texas are playing. The winner plays Arizona State.
Yep, I messed that way up. I apologize. They'll play Texas. The winner will. From a roster standpoint, Texas is way better. But we'll see what happens, man.
Yeah. The committee got the Clemson ranking right. They didn't deserve to have to buy in the first round. Texas dropping to 5 isn't really surprising to me. I don't feel like they're the best non-conference champion, but their only loss was to the number 2 team and SEC champion Georgia twice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I told y'all last Saturday that all it was going to do was make Texas and Georgia flip if Georgia won.
But I will say, Arizona State will be a tough matchup for whichever team wins. They're playing great, and they're kind of having that storybook season.
Yeah,
I'm happy to see them earn that spot there. So
that running back they have, man, he's –
they're going to be a tough out.
They're going to be tough. Everybody says that Texas got an easy road. No, they didn't.
And if they win a game, watch out, because they're going to be that Cinderella team. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, Dabo has a lot of experience. So, I don't know. He's got a lot of playoff experience. I could see Dabo giving Cocaine Sark a hard time, man. ESPN gives Texas an 80% chance to win. Do they even – it's going to be in Austin, California. Right.
Austin, California.
Yeah.
Austin, California, I get it. Yeah. Spanky gets it too. He's on that left side.
No, I don't want to hear it.
Does Texas even claim Austin anymore?
Probably not.
Okay. 4 o'clock kick, December 21st. Sing it to us, Spank. Don't
Sorry.
Be shy.
Sorry, I got distracted.
all right, then we're going to have the number 7 ranked, number 9 seed Tennessee Volunteers traveling Columbus, Ohio, to play the number 6 ranked, number 8 seed, Ohio, University of Ohio Buckeyes.
I love how they jumped us in the AP poll this week, even though they didn't play.
OH, you ho.
I think we got hosed. We should be hosting, but you know what? Put the ball down.
Yeah, we feel like that should be reversed, but there's nothing we can do about it to change that. Fact remains that we're going to travel north to the horseshoe to take that booch over. The winner gets a Rose Bowl versus Oregon. So to the Ohio University fans out there listening to us, just know there is a sea of orange coming to Columbus, Ohio next Friday and Saturday. And y'all don't know what's coming.
No.
You really don't.
Oh, they're on here. We
whether if you let them in or not, they're coming.
We're coming.
They found us on TikTok.
That's all right. Give us some views. We like it.
And Oregon's a legitimate number one seed, going undefeated to win their conference title. Do I think they're the best team in the country? No. But they're the only team that hasn't had a hiccup yet in the regular season, so they're slotted number one. That being said, if I'm an Oregon fan, I'm really frustrated with this bracket the way it's laid out because their path to the national championship game is probably the toughest of anyone's.
Yeah, you run the table and then get the hardest path.
Yeah, Ryan Day's already looking ahead to Oregon. So.
Yeah, Oregon in their first game gets Tennessee, so.
Yeah.
See what I've done there, Ohio fans?
Mm-hmm.
College game day will be there. It's definitely the best game of the first round.
It really is.
I actually like this matchup a lot for Tennessee because Michigan has no offense. They had no offense versus Ohio University, but Michigan just ran down their throat. They couldn't do nothing about it. Better be scared of the cold, guys.
Terrified.
Falls in the Cuckeyes.
What is it, 27 degrees outside right now?
Yeah.
We're terrified. I hope I don't see a snowflake up there. Yeah. But we get a night game.
Spanky ain't going, so we're good.
Hey, Ohio fans, we had a dusting of snow this morning, and they didn't cancel school. So.
Yeah.
8
p.m. kick, 65.5% is what ESPN gives Ohio percent chance to win.
Take that easy money.
The spread's at 7.5 right now per ESPN.
Disrespectful.
I'll take it.
I'll take that easy money.
They was a 21-point favorite over Michigan?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That worked out good for them. Yeah. Let's go number 10 ranked, number 11 seed, SMU. They will travel to number 4 ranked, number 6 seed, Penn State. The winner plays number 9 ranked, number 3 seed, Boise in the quarterfinal. Man, they didn't do this 1-12. This is this junk.
Getting ridiculous.
Yeah. Man, I think this could be a sneaky good game. SMU's really, really good. Penn State's got a good defense, but they're ugly when it comes to offense, man.
They did nothing to earn this ranking. They're not the second-best non-conference title team in the country. They got one win. It's a ranked win, I believe, against Indiana. Yawn. Both Tennessee and Ohio State should be ranked higher than Penn State, in my mind.
Yep.
Hell, Ohio State has an argument because they just beat Penn State just a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. That's a legitimate – for you Ohio fans, there's a legitimate argument for you. SMU is tough, and I'm glad they're in the bracket because they simply knocked Alabama out.
Yes.
So the thing is, the committee had to put SMU in because if you didn't put SMU in –
that sets a bad precedent.
It sets a precedence, and then you're going to have teams that just opt out of conference championship games.
Mm-hmm.
So it is what it is. Sorry, Bama.
Sucks.
Better luck next year.
I got them fired up calling Ohio. I think it'll be a solid game. I'm pulling hard for SMU. I don't know if SMU has enough to expose how overrated Penn State is, though.
They got a lot of speed, man.
Yes, ESPN. Yeah, I was very confident in them until I watched them play Clemson. But if Clemson didn't come out early on them, they wouldn't have. They wouldn't have beat them. But ESPN gives Penn State a 67% chance to win, 9-point spread.
And the thing is, the winner gets Boise State, which should be a pretty favorable matchup for whichever team it is.
Yeah, I would much rather beat SMU than us as far as road goes. Yep. then we've got the number 8 ranked, number 10 seed, Indiana. They're going to be playing number 5 ranked, number 7 seed, Notre Dame. The winner plays number 2 ranked and number 2 seed, Georgia.
Well, they don't have to travel very far.
Nope, that's true.
Notre Dame's going to kill them.
Yeah, Indiana has no business being in the top 12, but they're there for some reason. Notre Dame's going to blow them away in the first round and go on to face a wounded Georgia team. As much as it pains me to say, Notre Dame has a pretty clear path right now. The bottom half of the bracket's just weak compared to the top half.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, Georgia's licking their wounds, as you say. And I don't. If they lose the SEC championship, I don't think they're in because without the start quarterback, they set that precedent
again,
last year.
Again, though, they kept SMU in. They're not going to knock Georgia out.
Yeah,
I think they're going to show how bad Indiana is, how bad that we've said they are for weeks now. I think Georgia versus Notre Dame will be fun, though.
It will be.
It will be.
7.5-point spread, take that all day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
70.4% chance to win as of now for Notre Dame over Indiana.
That's basically a home game for Indiana.
Basically. JC says, why don't they just get the top 12 teams in hand, draw the matchups, and be done.
I think they're going to next year.
This, I hope, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's too far out.
Steven says Samson's about to have a game. Eric says, go Big Orange from Hawaii.
No, thank you for listening from Hawaii.
Appreciate it very, very much. He says Samson's going to go for 150 plus.
He does. We win.
I like it.
Yeah, Amy's like listening it. To us from L.A., Lower Alabama. She loves hearing all the whiny-ass Bama fans down here. Go Vols.
I like it. She's been hearing it this week.
Kimberly, frequent listener, says, hey, guys, go Big Orange. We appreciate it very much. Coach Ryan Jackson says Penn State has the best road to the title. I agree.
Yep.
Yeah. I agree. That's why I wanted them over Ohio State. Mm-hmm. We've missed your comment. Hit us again. There's a lot on there. We're going to move over to YouTube, see what's going over there. Chris Small says, go Vols. Can't wait till Ohio State. Oh, my bad. I was just reading what he said, though. They definitely will be the best game in the first round. Vol for life. Thank you for listening to us, Chris. TikTok, 7.4 thousand likes already. We appreciate it very much. Dave says Tennessee won't score 3 points. Go Bucks.
I bet we'll score 13.
If you think Michigan's got a good running game.
Yeah.
Wait till you play an actual team instead of community colleges.
Hey, you know, Ohio does have a conference champion in their state. The actual Ohio University.
That's true. The Bobcats are the
real Ohio.
The Bobcats. I'm sure we'll get them fired up again on TikTok very shortly.
Bulletin board material, guys. Just take all the notes you can.
Let's hit some news and notes. Let's start with the 2025 football schedule for the Tennessee Volunteers. It just got released probably 30 minutes ago. Game one, we play Syracuse in Atlanta, Georgia.
That's going to be a sneaky good game. It'll be my first time at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Well, rephrase that. It'll be my second time at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium after.
I've never been.
Well, we're going in about a month from now, so just go ahead and plan on it.
Man, I'm not a fan of the neutral site games. I like home games. It is what it is. It's only, a two-hour drive, two-and-a-half-hour drive, something like that.
Yeah, it'll be a fun time.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
Syracuse is good this year, so that could be a pretty strong opening night matchup.
Yeah.
It definitely is. Number two, okay, ETSU at home.
Well.
I like the non-conference in-state games because keep that money in the state, man. There ain't no need in giving it to –
Ohio Bobcats, right?
Yeah, the Bobcats, the real Ohio team. And then we're going to have third game of the season, Georgia Bulldogs come to Neyland Stadium.
There's your big one.
That's a big one.
You might as well plan on game day being there if Tennessee gets by Syracuse, and they should. So right there it is, Tennessee, Georgia, week three.
It's the earliest we've played Georgia since 1995.
Wow. Going to be hot.
It'll be hot. I'd say it'll be a night game, though.
Mm-hmm.
Number down Vols, back at it.
Number four, University of Alabama, Birmingham.
Bring on the Blazers.
Get ready to paint. Paint me in
Birmingham. And then we've got number five. We're going to Mississippi State. The Cowbells, baby.
That's a sneaky hard place to play at, man. With all the Cowbells. Depending on – if they're as bad as they are this year, then it won't be. But
it's hard to play because the environment, not because you're playing the game of football.
Right.
But the environment.
All those cowbells, man.
Yeah. It makes me not want to go.
I'll be there.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'll be there. Then we got a bye week after Mississippi State, and then Arkansas comes to town. I'm not sure how I like playing Arkansas after a bye again.
Revenge game.
But
it's a revenge game.
They'll be in Neyland Stadium.
Revenge game, if we're still undefeated at that point, it's going to be wild.
Yeah.
And then Tennessee will travel to Tuscaloosa to take on Alabama.
Alabama.
After that, Tennessee will travel to Kentucky.
Neyland North.
And then Oklahoma will travel to Neyland Stadium.
That'll be a wild one, too.
So that's a pretty good four-game stretch. Arkansas at home. You go to Bama, you go to Kentucky. Who knows what Kentucky's going to put on the field, but it always seems to be a decent game.
You go 3-1 in that stretch, you're all right.
And then Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come to Josh Heupel's house. Then they're going to have another bye week after Oklahoma. New Mexico State, the Aggies.
Yeah, it's Ockley homecoming right there.
Yep.
They come to Neyland Stadium. Then you go to Florida.
In November.
I like it.
Go to Florida in November.
I feel like this game should have always been in November.
Be a good time for a vacation.
There's a lot of years that Tennessee, Florida was the...
It's Thanksgiving weekend, too, so it works. You know,
you've got that at, like, game three or something. That determines the entire season. But not anymore, not in the 12-game playoff. And then Vanderbilt's going to come to Neyland Stadium to top off the season. So, other than that little four-game stretch, I kind of like this schedule.
Mm-hmm. I like the way it sets up, man. It sets us up pretty good for next year. Like I said, that four-game stretch, if you can go at minimum 3-1, I think you're all right.
First two out of three games are tough. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun.
Yep, it's going to be fun. Let's take care of business first, but we just wanted to share that with everybody because it literally just came out like 30 minutes ago. Tennessee center Cooper Mays has been named a finalist for the Remington Trophy. This award goes to the best center in college football. Well-deserved. I really hope Cooper gets this, man. He's the heart and soul of the offensive line.
Yeah, has he allowed a sack yet this season? Nope.
Not that I'm aware of.
That's the best center in college football right now. So.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of.
He had zero coming into Vanderbilt, and I didn't see Vanderbilt get any pressure at all. So that would be a zero.
Titans still won't draft him. Let's say he's too old.
Nah, yeah. I wouldn't do it either. defensive coordinator Tim Banks is a Broyles Award finalist. That goes to the best assistant coach in college football. Another well-deserved recognition for Tennessee coach.
Pay the man.
Yep, pay the man. It's crazy to sit here and think about what he had when he came in and then what he turned it into.
And then we're going to have Nico E. Amaliava. Hit it with it, Spanky.
E. Amaliava.
Hey, that's pretty good, Spanky. One more time.
E. Amaliava.
There you go.
That was it. He's been practicing.
There you go. It took you all season to get there.
I knew I'd get there.
He's been standing in front of a mirror.
Mm-hmm. Watching his
Try loop. Again.
E. Amaliava.
There.
Oh, he's got it.
He's got it, man.
It's over now. We'll never have to ask him again.
Too easy, baby.
We'll ask him again before the show ends.
But he has been named a finalist for the Polynesian Player of the Year. Congrats, Nico.
He's the only
Nico.
One, ain't he?
No.
No. There's a lot.
There's most a of them play for like BYU or something.
Oh, okay.
What's Ohio State's quarterback's name?
I don't know.
Neither do I.
Nobody worth knowing.
Yeah. The SEC has released their all-SEC team. Here are the players that made the cut. Center, Cooper Mays. Guard, Javonte Spraggins. Running back, Dylan Sampson. That's going to be your offense. On defense, you've got defensive back, Jermaud McCoy. Defensive end, James Pierce Jr. And on special teams, Josh Turbyville.
Good list to be on. I can think of one that's not on here that should absolutely be on there. There is no reason why McCoy is not on this list is all SEC.
He's not on the list.
I can't believe that they left him off this list.
He should be first team.
He should be first team.
He got hosed.
Yep. Completely hosed.
He's a lockdown corner if you've ever seen one, man.
I think Will Brooks got hosed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hit some men's basketball. We have a new number one team in the country, baby.
Who-day.
Rick Barnes, Tennessee Basketballs are number one. Huge accomplishment. Let's actually stay here for a while.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tennessee is one of only seven schools to earn a number one ranking in at least two of the last three seasons. They beat Miami last night 75-62 to become 9-0. They've dominated the ACC, beat Louisville, Virginia, Syracuse, and now Miami.
4-0.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky, that's how you do it.
You know, having that number one beside our name now means that every game means a little more to our opponents. Yep. That was pretty evident last night because Miami had lost six straight coming into Madison Square Garden, but Chaz Lanier, Igor Milicic, and Zakai Ziegler made sure that whatever comeback Miami tried would fall short. You know, guys, we're so distracted with football that basketball hasn't really gotten the attention and the time that it deserves. Even with us sitting here right now, this is what we're going to talk about basketball today. It's not fair to them. It may not be necessarily a bad thing, though, as this team has come together pretty quickly. I think they're bearing the last year's Elite Eight team.
I really do. I think they are. This could be Barnes' best team ever.
We've given them time to kind of develop before we've really locked in basketball, but it's coming soon.
Now, Saturday is going to be a big matchup.
It is.
Yeah, Saturday they will travel to Illinois. Tip-off will be at 5:30. We'll hit the women now, finally getting some respect. First time they've been ranked in the AP poll this season, coming in at number 19. The Lady Vols have a great chance to be undefeated going into SEC play.
Man, and they've only looked human in one game, and that was against Florida State. You know, other than that, they've just railroaded everybody they've played.
Well, they beat Iowa, who played in the national championship game last year. Mm-hmm. They beat them inside the Barclays Center in Brooklyn just Saturday. The Women's Basketball Classic was sold out, and it was broadcast live on Fox. Iowa was the media darling for that little two-game series that they had, and Tennessee said we outplayed them and out-hustled them. They forced 30 turnovers and put it on late in the game to win by 10. My favorite part about that game, did you watch it? Did you see any of it?
I didn't see
My any. Favorite part was seeing the UConn fans cheer for Tennessee over Iowa. It was so funny and so weird watching UConn cheer for the Lady Vols. Guess what, UConn? You all come to TBA soon.
Yeah, they won't be cheering for – they might cheer this year, but give her a class or two and we'll see
like
what happens.
I like watching the Lady Vols play. I like it when they – pan over to the coach on the sidelines a lot. I wish they'd have that camera shot on there a lot.
You ain't said much, Frankie, but when you do it.
Get you a drink or something. You sound kind of thirsty, everybody.
I'll just be quiet right now.
I'll say more about the Lady Vols a bit later.
Their next game will be on Saturday as well. North Carolina Central will come to Thompson Bowling Arena for a 2 o'clock tip-off. Should be a pretty good Saturday for some Tennessee round ball.
Yep.
Remember, we're giving away tickets for this Saturday's Lady Vols game as well.
Lady Vols by 50. Not kidding. UNCC is 0-10 right now.
Probably by 100.
It's going to be bad then. Let's thank our friend Amy Maxwell with Tennessee Trends. Amy specializes in both junior and women's clothing. Her game day clothing is amazing. Clothing, shoes, and accessories. Go check her stuff out at Hound Dogs Knoxville. We loved her during football season. She's going to have some great stuff to wear at Thompson Bowling Arena as well. If you want your kids to stand out and look great, if you want to stand out and look great and not have the same outfit, the same shirt on as everybody else inside of Thompson Bowling Arena, you need to check out her stuff at Hound Dogs Knoxville or check her out on Facebook. That's Tennessee Trends.
Still time to buy Christmas presents.
Yeah, I got mine done, finally.
Right,
did y'all know Ryan Day is 0-3 versus SEC schools?
And Ohio State's 1-13 against SEC teams in bowl games.
You know, if you shave his beard off, he looks like Butch Jones.
Where did Ryan Day come from? Where was he coaching at before?
Just for men commercial, I think.
I think he was in the NFL or something like
that. Hey, don't worry.
I think he was at Ohio State.
Nick Saturday's Ryan Day's last game at Ohio State.
I'm telling you, I see him on Just for Men commercials all the time.
Yeah, he was the offensive coordinator.
We shouldn't bash Ryan Day because the Ohio fans are doing the same thing, so they don't like him either.
No.
Eric says Ryan Day reminds me of Al Bundy.
Al Bundy.
Oh, I see your Nick's note now.
Play for what, Polk High School, somewhere up there. Scored 4 touchdowns in the state championship game.
Jeff said, "Ladies held Iowa to 0 field goals and 2 points in the last 4 minutes and 38 seconds. They're elite on defense. Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
Let's say Teddy.
I think they're overlooking us, man. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
They thinking that we're Tennessee of the 2015-2016 era. I think they think they're just going to run all over us.
Teddy says, let's help a coaching position open up.
I can't read what Jimmy said. I'll get canceled.
Yeah, you got to be good, Spur.
What'd Jimmy say? I'll say it.
You'll say it?
What did he say? Can't spell. Can't spell C.
You can't read it. You can't read it.
Well, I better not say it either. I don't want to get canceled either.
You have strict rules where you're at?
No, but I just got to be good.
No, I'm just making sure.
Yeah, I just got to be good.
Steven says he does look like Butch Jones' brother.
See, I told you.
We're live on Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. We'll upload the live video on our YouTube channel after the show. We still got a long ways to go, but the audio version will be uploaded wherever you prefer to get your podcast. You can also rewatch on Facebook. We still have a very long way to go. This show's just getting started. We look forward to hearing from all of our live listeners. We want to thank Hound Dogs Knoxville for sponsoring our podcast. This locally owned and operated Tennessee sports store is your go-to hometown store for all of your Tennessee needs, whether it be clothing, hats, accessories for your car, boat, office, tailgate, pets, even your kids. They have what you need at Hound Dogs. Check them out at hdknoxville.com. We'll be right back, y'all. Still a lot to do, a lot to discuss. Please share this out to your friends. Let's have a big show tonight. We appreciate y'all. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's the Vol Daddy. I want to give a big shout-out to the Fairview Union. Great musicians, local people. Chad's from my hometown. They were gracious enough to let us use their music for our podcast. Make sure you check them out. They're huge Tennessee fans. You won't be disappointed. Let's hear them play. Man, you won't believe that roar when the boys find a checker.
Freedom Motors is the local pre-owned car dealer who does more for you than any other dealer around. You want convenience? You can check out their entire line of vehicles online at freedommotorstn.com. And when you find what you like, they'll bring the vehicle right to your door. That's a dealer who cares about you and your time. Shop Freedom Motors today, and let's get you in your new ride.
Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling. On down the line.
Boys. All right, we are back. Make sure to check us out on all podcast platforms. Wherever you prefer to listen, we're there. Our audio versions are very popular. We get to do it without any fees for our listeners, thanks to our sponsors. We want to give our friends 865 Exterior Solutions a big shout out. These guys can do it all. Roofing, siding, framing, decks, windows, doors. Matt Cole and Chandler Kite can handle any project you can throw at them. It's almost impossible to find people who want to work and get the job done right these days. If you do find them, good luck actually getting them to show up. Call 865 Exterior Solutions and cut through the BS. 865-399-3547 or 865-292-1772. Let them know the Vols Deep podcast sent you. And that brings us to Start Bench Cut. Feel free to play along with us in the comments. We want to hear from you. Let's go with number one. Start Bench Cut, these video games. Madden, NBA 2K, MLB, The Show.
The Start's not on here.
It's just these three.
I know.
Yeah, the Start ain't on here, but
because everybody knows what the Start would be, that's why it's not on here.
I'm going to have to start, even though it's the same game every year, I'm going to start Madden. Because at the end of the day, it's still a football video game, and we had to deal with it for years. It was like a I don't know. It's like one of them bad, like, and I hate to use this analogy here, but it's like watching a bad football team that you know is just terrible. But you just stick through it because you like it. And that was us with Madden.
I was with UT 10 years ago, too.
And then next, I went to cut, bench. Or bench, my bad, NBA 2K. Because, I don't know, I always grew up on that game, always playing 2K.
I was surprised that's not the cut the way I done you.
I'm going to cut last time we played MLB The Show because I've just now started to get into MLB baseball games.
Well, boys, I'm going to start MLB The Show. There's nothing like when I come home and my 7-year-old son, John Riker, is like, Daddy, I want to play MLB The Show. I want to play MLB The Show. And we had to sit down and play MLB The Show for a couple hours. He just absolutely loves the game. Now we have NCAA 25, and it's sort of switched a little bit, which is why I'm going to bench Madden. It's the all-time, probably the greatest franchise of all sports games, and I'm cutting NBA 2K.
Spang, you just let them know what happened last time we played 2K.
I got killed by Larry Bird.
Larry Legend, baby.
Larry all Legend.
Right. All right, you go ahead, Josh.
I'm going to start Madden.
He don't miss.
Growing up, it was a classic. You know, the years without NCAA, you know, we had Madden. I'm going to bench The Show. I'm very fond of that game. 2K, I'm going to cut it. I'm not a big NBA fan. Have y'all seen the documentary on the Madden game yet?
Oh, there's one?
Yeah, it's on Prime.
I'm checking it out.
It's really good.
I'm going to start Madden, even though, like Spanky said, it's just, I don't know, it's just always going to be the start for me besides college. I'm going to bench MLB The Show. Very underrated, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to cut 2K just because I really don't play it that often.
That's the perfect order.
It is. Start, bench, cut. Which NFL game you're looking forward to the most this weekend? Packers versus Seahawks, Bills versus Lions, or the Steelers versus the Eagles?
I'm going to start the Bills versus Lions, man. I think that's the game.
Might be the game of the year.
That might be the game of the year. That's for first place in the NFL. Period. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a really good game, I feel. I'm going to bench the Steelers and the Eagles. That's the battle for Pennsylvania, you know. But the Packers-Seahawks, I don't really care who wins that game. I think it'll be one-sided, but we'll get to that later.
Josh pretty much said it
perfect
right.
Perfect order,
that,
buddy.
That Bills and Lions game, that should be a highly rated game. It's going to be – two high-powered offenses, Josh Allen and Jared Goff. I'm looking forward to that one. I'm probably going to watch that one myself. Mm-hmm. I'm probably not going to watch the Titans game.
Yeah.
I don't even know who they play. Oh, Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I'm going to bench the Steelers and Eagles because I do have a rooting interest in that game. Coach Ryan Jackson is a big Steelers fan. I like to rag him about them. And I'm cutting the Packers and Seahawks. I think it may be a sneaky good game, though. Seahawks are playing well.
It's at Seattle, too.
Yes.
Dan Campbell has the nuts the size of Neyland Stadium, man. Going forward on 4th and inches right there. Oh, man. But give me the Lions and the Bills. Josh inspired the perfect order. Then Steelers and Eagles, and then Packers, Seahawks. I'm just really looking forward to that Lions game.
I sent a Dan Campbell meme the other day, like the Price is Right. Did you see that one?
Mm-hmm.
You did see it?
He rolls
the thing, and it's on like 95 or something. And he's like, no, I'm going again.
I saw one. He had two King cards, and it said, hit me. I've done that before.
We talk about the Seahawks. That's one place I'd love to see a game is in Seattle. That stadium's one of my bucket list stadiums.
Supposed to be really loud.
Yeah. I'm going to start Bills Lions. I keep going back and forth if I want to have an NFL team or not, because if I do, it's going to be – I'm loyal. And these are the two that I keep going back and forth, so I'm very interested in that. I'm going to bench the Steelers-Eagles, mostly because of my fantasy players, and I really need the Eagles to perform well. And I'm going to cut the Packers-Seahawks, but that's going to be a really good game.
The winner gets his fandom.
Yeah. Start, bench, cut. Today is National Lager Day. Start, bench, cut these American – beers. Miller, Coors, Bud Light. Go ahead, Spanky.
You two better
go ahead,
not say nothing
ahead.
Over there.
Oh, yeah.
You better be quiet over there. But I'm going to cut every one of them because we all know I don't drink. I just need to let that be known. All I drink is water. And that's it. That's going to be the end of the discussion here. You two don't say a word.
What? We didn't say anything.
You're not allowed. Y'all ain't allowed to talk.
Don't you say a word.
Anyway, the correct answer is not on here. Bush Light.
He doesn't drink it.
Don't drink it, but, you know. Start Coors, bench Miller, cut Bud.
Start Miller, bench Coors, cut Bud.
That's the correct order, Spur. Start Miller, you bench Coors, and you cut Bud.
How would you guys know?
I've had a past life.
A few times.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he don't do it. Well. Yeah, he don't do it no more.
No. We're not endorsing alcoholism.
No.
Except for next Saturday, when I'm probably going to have enough to not realize it's that cold.
Oh, man, it's going to be canceled.
That's why I'll be shirtless. Start, bench, cut these Tennessee basketball uniforms. Dark mode, all orange, the away jerseys, or all white, the home jerseys. And this ain't the script. It's just the original.
This is simple.
I've got it. Go ahead, Spank.
This is simple. We're going to go all dark. We're going to start it. We're going to cut. I hate to say it. We're going to cut the white. Or no, we're going to bench the white. I always have a hard time with that.
You
I just
do.
Cut everybody.
You can't figure it out.
You don't like anything. Nope. That's why you cut everything.
I'm going to bench the white because, to me, I just love it. It's clean. I'm going to cut the orange, even though I love orange. But that white jersey is just...
I've got a hot take here.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. We're probably going to have the same one. I knew this was coming.
I'm going to start all white. It's classic. It's clean. The all orange is perfect. I'm not a fan of what? The I'm not a fan of the dark mode
Holy
basketball.
Crap. I didn't realize it was coming. I have the exact same order.
What?
I start the classic white, I bench the all orange, and I cut dark mode for basketball.
I'm not a fan.
I didn't care for it. It looks good. It looks good. It didn't look good on TV.
No. I think if it
clashed in TVA.
How they've got the classic whites, you know, it says Tennessee Volunteers on it. If they'd done that version in black, it would probably look good.
I do want to see cream.
Yeah.
Man, I thought I was going to be the only one, but I'm starting the all white, I'm benching the all orange, and I'm cutting the dark mode.
Oh, my God. Y'all are
insane. I like the dark mode. I think it looks really good.
It don't look bad. It's just...
But just... For one, you know I love the all orange in general.
Mm-hmm. I like all orange too, but that black is. Mm.
So, do you like the white, like the old school looking?
No.
Cream colored?
No.
You don't like them?
No.
I like them too.
No.
I like the script balls.
No, I don't like that font. I don't know. I get it's an old school font. I just don't like it.
Man. All right, start bench cut. Let's have some fun here. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the Grinch, or Frosty the Snowman?
I'm assuming these are movies.
It can be whatever you want. The song, the movie.
Or who would win a fight.
Yeah.
Because if we're going to do a fight here, I'll break it down. I'll break it down here in a minute.
I'm going to start the Grinch for all three.
A fight.
I just love the Grinch, man. I'm going to break down and buy me a Grinch costume, I think.
Is that because y'all got similarities? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's got similarities to Frosty, too. Both of these two do.
Pasty and fat.
What the hell you trying to do?
A little red.
What are you going to do? I'm gonna bench Rudolph because, you know, I grew up hearing that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer song. And then Frosty, I'm going to cut. I don't have a problem with Frosty.
He had a corn cob pop.
I understand. That's fine. but compared to the other two, I'm just.
Wasn't that funny, Spanky?
Go ahead, Spur.
Of all the lines I've delivered, that's the one that got you. He had a corn cob pop.
I don't know what was so funny about that.
I don't either.
Poke him in the stomach.
Hey, there you go.
I learned something just now. I start Frosty, I bench Rudolph, I cut the Grinch.
Ah.
I just do. Grinch was a bad guy, I thought.
He turned out to be a good guy.
But I didn't realize that.
His heart grew three sizes that day. Yeah.
So this is how I'm going to rank them, and I'm going to rank them off of fighting skills. And who I would think would win in a fight, but I'm going to go with I'm going to start Frosty. I believe he would win in a tussle.
I'm going to start sweating.
No, you may tell you why he'd win. He got magical powers. He can come back to life he's got magical powers. The Grinch, yeah, he's all mean and stuff, but if you just warm his heart up, he's good as gold. And then Rudolph, you just kill the dang thing with a shotgun, or you just run over him.
The Grinch has heart problems, and he came back from that.
Yeah, he does have heart problems.
Frosty smokes.
So, he's got magical powers. You take... Look,
it's all in the corn cob pot.
You just take his hat off and it's over.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
The Grinch is going to steal his hat when he's asleep.
Yeah, you do got a point there. He does have the hat. If you take that hat off, he's in trouble. But with the Grinch, I feel like if you distract him with the dog, he might be okay. He might be a... I don't know. That dog might bite, though. I don't know. Maybe the Grinch...
Rudolph ain't going to fight fair. He's bringing all his friends with him.
Yeah.
I just don't trust Rudolph, man.
You got Spanky.
I don't know. Ever since
deep
watching,
thought here.
Ever since watching Bambi, you can't really trust the deer anymore. Yeah, Bambi's mom went out to go get some milk, and we saw what happened there. But yeah.
Yeah, somebody brought home some meat.
I'm going to start Rudolph just because of all the good added lines in the song that you can throw in there.
That you can.
Still singing. I'm going to bench the Grinch. I'm going to cut Frosty.
I can respect it.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Spanky.
I still think, as long as you don't touch his head, I think Frosty's got a fair fight.
Well, everybody knows.
Let's hit the comment box real quick. Zachary says, go Big Orange. We're making Kimberly laugh a little bit, it looks like. Marty Allen Cox says, headed to Ohio, baby. Go Vols.
Marty, hit us up. We'll see you up there, buddy.
Austin says, Rudolph takes it. The Grinch has heart problems and is out of shape. Especially the Jim Carrey version. Frosty, I mean, never trust anyone with frosted tips. You don't trust Joe Burrow. We appreciate all the likes, Joan. 16,800 likes on TikTok. We appreciate that very, very much. Michael Lopez says the Grinch is like John Wick don't mess with his dog.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Michael Lopez is one of those Texas fans.
I know. I went to school with him. Okay. He's a few years older than me, but.
I love you, Michael, but horns down.
I used to dunk on him all the time, basketball. I want to thank my friend, Amy Maxwell, Tennessee Trends. Amy specializes in both junior and women's clothing. Her game day clothing is amazing. Clothing, shoes, and accessories. If you want your kids to stand out and look great, if you want to stand out and look great, check her line out, Tennessee Trends. Inside of Hound Dogs, you can't miss it, right in the middle of the store, even outside of the store. Amy's awesome. She's a Vol for Life. Support her, support small business, and buy local. So far, what we've seen from Rick Barnes is this team different. Brand new roster, essentially. I was scared to death going into this year. I'm not going to lie.
I was too.
We had a team that I felt like had been together forever. Mm-hmm. It's still weird not seeing Josiah Jordan James out there, Santiago Vescovi, even Dalton Kinnick. Can they get over the hump? Can Rick Barnes get over the hump, in your opinion?
I feel like if they're going to get over the hump, it's going to be this team to do it. There's no time better than the present at Tennessee. If you're not a Tennessee fan, you better hop on right now because everything, and I mean everything, is hot.
Success is contagious.
Exactly.
We've heard the term regular season, Rick. And like you said, Valdetti, we have a complete new roster from last season, but this team is great all around. They play that fierce defense. We have several scorers and seem to have that it factor that might have been missing last year. We had Dalton Kinnick, but the whole team seems to have it. What we've seen so far, there's no reason why this team can't go deep in the tournament. I guess my biggest concern may be depth and injuries. We only had 8 scholarship players last night at Madison Square Garden, so that's going to be tough in the SEC if we don't have a little bit more depth.
Yeah, a can and will are different things, but I think this team is very well-rounded. I think we have more weapons than previous years. I love seeing Barnes, man, the old school Barnes, tough nose, whatever you want to call him, but he's owning the transfer portal. It's awesome to see him adapt. But I really do think that we are way – I don't think we're as deep, like Spurs said, but I think we're much more well-rounded this year. I think we've got more weapons. If somebody's cold, you know, I think we've got the next guy to go to, and I like the chances.
I think we're a better overall team. Like, yeah, we don't have Dalton Kinnick, who's the best player in the country, but I feel like as a team-wise, you know, last year Dalton was we were in trouble. You know, now,
if we didn't have Dalton Kinnick last year, we don't do as well as we did.
No.
You know who's struggling right now? Jonas Adu.
Mm-hmm. He's sitting on the bench, ain't he?
He's coming to Thompson Bowling Arena here in a couple weeks.
That'd be the first SEC game of the season.
I like it.
Adu. And then you've got Coach Cal both coming back. Mm-hmm. We've seen great success early for Coach Caldwell, playing to the Lady Vol standards finally. Mm-hmm. Obviously, another phenomenal hire by Danny White. What is the ceiling for the Tennessee Vols this season? What are your expectations?
Go ahead, Spur.
Well, Coach K has been a winner everywhere she's gone. Yeah, I done. I call it Coach K. She leads by example and is one of those coaches that doesn't accept anything but excellence from her players. It's kind of a breath of fresh air. I'll be the first to admit that I love Coach Harper here, but the time was right to make the change, and it was the right move to go with Coach Caldwell. The ceiling for this year's team is still to be determined, as their team is bigger and better than Tennessee, but Tennessee style can play with those elite teams like South Carolina and UConn. Mm-hmm. Give her a year or two, and I think we'll be right there. Again, she's won everywhere she's gone, so there's no reason to think that she won't do the same thing right here at Tennessee.
I think if you make the Sweet 16 this year, I think you consider that a win. They're scary good, man. If they can tighten things up a little on defense, I think we'll be just fine.
Yeah, I hope we get to open up that third level at Thompson Bowling Arena this year.
Oh, yeah.
I need her to teach me basketball.
God, Spanky.
I'm confused.
I think Sweet 16, that would be probably – an overachievement, I would say. But give her a few classes. The expectations are always going to be beating UConn, beating South Carolina, beating LSU. Mm-hmm. Always going to be at the top. I mean, that's the standard, and hopefully, and I think we've got the one to get us there.
Let's not take that win against Iowa just the other night for granted, because that's a big win for this program right now.
Yeah, I mean, granted, you know, they don't have Caitlin Clark anymore, but – it's still their women's basketball team is always good. So, I mean, like you said, don't take it for granted.
It's great to see so much success with both of our basketball teams, literally in everything school. So proud to be a Vol, so nice to be relevant at literally every single sport. It's never boring around here. Must suck to be Georgia. America's best sports city for a reason, man. And just enjoy the ride. Definitely makes our jobs much easier.
Well, boys, I tell you, it's a great time to be alive. To anyone listening out there who's struggling personally with life, never hesitate to reach out to someone. Find a team to cheer for. Look forward to the next game or the next season. Sports has done so much for me in my life. I couldn't imagine a world where sports didn't exist. It's given me so much joy and a whole lot of frustration, but there's no other place I'd rather be than right here in East Tennessee. When I say I bleed orange, I truly mean that.
Mm-hmm. Well, damn, make a man cry, man. Shit. Oh, sorry, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you're going to have a meeting over that, Spanky.
I know, sorry.
Suspended. Freedom Motors is owned and operated by Chris Looper, top-notch pre-owned car dealership located at 7765 Manorville Pike in Knoxville. Freedom Motors will do more for you to get the deal done than any other dealership around. If you want convenience, you can check out their entire inventory online at freedommotorstn.com. Once you pick the vehicle that is right for you, they can even deliver the vehicle right to your door. Check out Freedom Motors today and keep freedom rolling. Let's hit the comment box real quick before we get to one word.
Someone asked, why did Tanisha Cooper not get off the bench last year? She wasn't eligible to play as a transfer at Tennessee. I think she had to sit a year.
Okay, I did not know that. Let's see. JC says, give the thumbs up, boys, if you're a Vol fan for life. Should be everybody in here, unless we got some haters on there. JC says, you said tighten up on defense. Tighten up where?
I mean, they gave up, 90-something to a team about a week or so ago. I don't remember who it was.
Eric B. Jones says, Tennessee men's basketball is good this season. They've smoked all the teams they've played, and also Kim Caldwell has these Lady Vols playing great. We appreciate you, Eric B. Jones.
Absolutely.
That's on YouTube. Trying to build that back up a little bit. It's been 5 weeks or so since we started doing that.
Michael Sheeran says he sees a lot of similarities in the basketball team, like football. We thought this is a team for the past few years, but this year just feels different. It's similar to the baseball team, he says. So, pretty much agree with you.
Mike says Saban says shit all the time on game day, so you're good. Yeah, we've got two people, not going to mention no names, that are held to higher standards. Mike. let's see here. Let's play one word. Are you ready? No same answers. What are y'all laughing at?
Let's go ahead. Let's go one more, buddy.
Edith.
Gross.
Knowledgeable.
Knowledgeable.
Bought.
I got a second one.
I was really hoping that it was here. Huh?
I got a second one, too.
What?
Missing.
Missing? I've got Ghost on here.
Uh-huh.
Also got Kyle on here.
Ooh.
I've also got Bull on here, because you can't say the one word, but can you guess the other one? Bull?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Starts with a D. Okay.
Shot? Right. Like a bull shot?
Starts with a D.
Don't worry, we'll talk.
We'll talk about it later, Spanky.
Christmas stocking
tradition.
Baseball cards.
This ain't one word, but the little candy cane with the little Reese cups in it.
What?
That was a whole sentence.
Yeah. So what are we talking about here?
Candy cane with Reese cups in it.
Yeah, you buy the candy cane that's got the hollow tube.
Just say candy. Yeah, just say candy, Spanky.
Candy.
Okay. I'm gonna go socks.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Socks are always in stockings. I guess it really is a sock too. So hell yeah, it's a good one, Luke. let's go, Rick Barnes.
Kentucky, because he's Kentucky's daddy.
That's blessing. A good point.
Dean.
I'm going to go Hoff, Hall of Fame.
I got a second one, Deacon.
Deacon?
Yeah, Deacon Barnes.
I like Genuine for Barnes.
Such a good guy. It really is.
I'm not sure if y'all be allowed to do this one or not. Spanky's body count.
Yeah. Does his knuckles count?
Oh my gosh, you're terrible.
Two.
Five. I'll give you something.
I'm gonna go zero.
All right, Spanky.
I ain't gonna do this one. Go on.
The best team in the NFL.
It's the Lions.
I can't say it. We gotta be different. So we can't be the Lions. I'm just gonna go with the Chiefs.
Broncos.
Oh what God.
Mid. Oh.
I was gonna go Lions. I'm gonna go Bills. I'm gonna go Bills.
Titans.
The Titans.
No.
The transfer portal.
Money.
Parody.
Ruined.
Bipolar.
Ruined. Yeah.
Can we talk about transfer portal for a second while we're
got
here?
Got mod all too.
I have a problem with the transfer portal right now.
Just crazy, man.
You got players that's entered the transfer portal right here prior to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Now, when can they sign through the portal, Valdaddy?
I'm not sure when the signing is.
They open. They can sign during early signing period.
I'm just going to play devil's advocate.
I'm not good with dates.
We had a linebacker that just went into the portal. Now, let's just say a team like the University of Ohio wants to recruit him now. He knows the Tennessee playbook. That's not a good thing to allow a kid off one team onto another right in the middle of the playoffs. I believe that this should be after the season's over.
Even like ETN, he entered before the SEC championship, and I kind of thought Kirby might not let him play, but just because Kirby's like that. But I don't know. It's a weird time.
Travis Etienne's brother entered the portal. Really?
I didn't know
before that. The SEC championship.
Yeah, are they still eligible to play in the playoffs if they enter the portal?
I think you can put your name in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't.
I think you can put your name in there. But
I mean, it's like putting on Indeed.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Who wants you? You know, who's going to offer me more money?
My thing is, man, I think it should be a one and done thing. I think if you enter the transfer portal once, I think – because, I mean, you got kids that are entering it every single year.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Addison Nichols. He left Tennessee, what, last year? Went to Arkansas. Now he's back in the portal.
It's all about that money.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look at Tyler Barron. He went to, like,
three different teams.
Yeah, before he even played. Just – all right, Illinois basketball.
Unranked.
Illini, just because I like saying that.
I'm going to go 10 just because that's going to be win number 10 for us.
Mm-hmm.
Tattoo.
Vols. Say with your chest.
Soon.
Josh.
I'm going to go surprised. Or surprise, either one. Sakai Ziegler.
Assist.
Retire that jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Five.
I'm going to go Hart. Best home jerseys in the NBA.
Celtics.
Miami Heat.
The Spurs. Got my name on it.
Them Celtics, man, they're classic jerseys.
Named after me.
Spanky's going to love mine. I'm going with the Lakers.
Besides the colors, I like them. I used to like the Lakers.
Josh's 40 time.
Slow.
7.82.
We'll find out here in a couple weeks.
This ain't one word, but I don't care. You can go downhill. It's going to be time with a sundial, watching grandparents have sex.
It's faster than Spanky's, I'll tell you that.
Oh, heck. I don't want to hear it.
We're gonna find out. We're gonna have a big 40
soon.
Yeah, we're gonna have a big.
We're gonna have hamstrings pulled everywhere.
I might have another heart attack.
JC says crawl.
Crawl.
Coach Ryan Jackson says 5.3.
That's a pretty good time.
That'd be a good time. That would be a great time for me right now.
I've got 6.8.
40-yard drive, not 20.
Thank you all for listening to that segment presented by VFL, Stephen Hensley Insurance and Realty. Stephen is from my hometown. He's at Vol for Life, literally the best agent you will find in East Tennessee. He's done over 500 real estate transactions in the last 3 years, including helping former NFL great and Super Bowl champion Rodney Harrison and his family purchase their Knoxville home so they can come watch their son Christian Harrison play at Tennessee. Stephen played 3 seasons as a walk-on under Philip Fulmer. In his senior year under Lane Kiffin, he went to UT as a wide receiver, moved to backup punter his junior year, finished off his career at UT at running back. Text or call him anytime, 865-742-1672. That's his direct number. We'll be right back. Still a lot for us to do, a lot for us to discuss. Please share this out to your friends and sit tight.
Checkerboard, check the score. We're gonna be on top. We're on ball, bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder. Gators, come and get your song. Yeah, we'll be singing our song. We're on ball, bring it on. We're on ball, bring it on. The Ball Navy's getting crazy on the Tennessee. We're tailgating, just waiting for that power tee. We're on ball, bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder. Bama, come and get your song. Yeah, we'll be singing that song. We're on ball, bring it on. Bring it on. Butch and crew.
All right, we are back. Still a lot to do for tonight's episode of the Vols Deep podcast. We have Over or Under coming up next. The duel will follow. We need all of our listeners for that. We need your votes. After that, we'll be getting into our college football pick'ems for a chance for you to win a $25 gift card courtesy of Hound Dogs Knoxville and some pretty cool stuff from the Vol Navy as well. We're also giving away a pair of Lady Vol tickets for this Saturday's matchup. Stick around. We're going to tell you all about this. And one of us has to dip our hand into the cup of misfortune, the cup of punishments. Will it be Josh for a fourth straight time?
This has to be a record.
It's definitely a record. Hound Dogs is locally owned and operated right in the heart of West Knoxville. They have the largest selection of youth clothing and tons of the checkerboard overalls that we all wear in stock sizes. They carry a huge variety of brands like the Vol Navy, our great sponsor Tennessee Trends that Amy Maxwell owns, Vintage UT, 865 Life, O10, and many other small business brands. Check out Hound Dogs in person at 9250 Kingston Pike or online at hdknoxville.com. They'll also be set up at the Loco Drive-In on game days.
My favorite store in Knoxville, hands down.
Yeah, okay. I don't go anywhere else.
Nope.
All right,
don't buy your Tennessee gear at Walmart. Go to Hound Dogs.
Yeah.
Buy it at the Dollar General either.
Yeah, shop local. Shop local. All right, before we hit the duel, we want to thank our sponsor, A65 Exterior Solutions. Josh, Spanky, and Spurble battled out over 5 tough questions. This is listener voted. So in the comments, you must cast your vote for Josh, Spank, or Spur. Who's the current champion?
I think it's either me or Spur.
They don't matter.
I don't even get that belt down no more.
I won it last week.
You won it's last spur. Week. He won it from me last week.
Yep.
It's spur.
Spanky's just here.
Usually I ride it down. Spanky won it how long ago?
I won it about 2 weeks ago.
I've won it so many times. I just, you know,
me too. It's, I think it's just traded places with me and you.
We might give Spanky a chance at some point.
Again. I won it like 2 weeks ago.
Once.
How many times did you vote for yourself?
Well, look, you know, it's like one of them deals. It's like the reason they don't vote for me is because they already laugh at my comments on there. Look, it's like the Make-A-Wish kid type deal, okay? That's what they think of you two as.
Get you a corn cob pop.
All right, in the comments, let us know who you're voting for. Question one, based on the path. Who is the college football national champion?
Oh, boy.
You
want to just go ahead and lose a duel now?
No.
Okay. Go ahead, then.
I'm going to go say Texas. We're starting off with Clemson. They should win that game. But, you know, never know with Sark. Then after that, if they win that game, they play powerhouse Arizona State, which – yeah, it's a good Arizona State team, but I don't think they deserve that four seed. But nobody really deserved a four seed this year either. So I think it's going to be Texas. If we don't beat Ohio, they make it all the way.
Guys, this hurts so bad. So bad to admit. I'm losing the duel right here, right now, and I already know it. It's Notre Dame.
What?
They have it so easy. All the way to the title game. Indiana, a wounded Georgia team, and then they'll get Penn State, possibly in a semifinal, who's not any good either. Their path to the national championship game is as easy as I've ever seen for anybody to get there.
So you're not confident in Georgia now?
I'm not. I think Georgia's wounded. I think they're wounded, especially at quarterback. Who knows what they have there? I think Notre Dame will at least put up points, and I'm not sure Georgia's going to be able to match it. I hate it because that's the last team I want to see win it.
But Coach, Gertrude Jackson says you just lost a best friend.
Well, I don't like it. I don't like it. I said I didn't like it.
Mike Sharp says Notre Dame and Tennessee in the championship. That
very well could be.
And then take us and the points.
I think we got the best shot at
JC
the playoffs.
JC says it's Oregon. Sorry, Spanky. JC says it's Oregon. Steven says it ain't going to be Notre Dame.
I hope it ain't.
Go
I
ahead, Spanky.
I think it's – honestly, and I hate to give two answers here, but it's either going to be Tennessee or Oregon. The winner of Tennessee versus Oregon will be your national champion. I'm calling it right now. You can go ahead and screen record this and put it in your pocket. But I just feel great about our side of the bracket. Ohio State does not impress me. Oregon's going to be the tough one. But outside of Oregon, really, I feel like there's really no team just head and shoulders better than us.
I like Christopher Small saying Tennessee and Georgia one more time. That'd be incredible.
It would be.
I'd take it.
I'd take it, yeah, absolutely. Take it.
Justin says Tennessee as well. Let's move over to TikTok and see what they're saying. We got a Vols by 50.
We love it.
The homer in me wants to say UT.
Yeah. We've got some Texas University.
Horns down.
Texas University people in the comments on
TikTok.
Y'all
couldn't even beat a backup quarterback.
You did. You let us down bad, Texas.
Yeah. We was actually rooting for you.
That's the Austin way.
Was we rooting for Texas?
Nah, I didn't really care who won that game.
We got some University of Ohio fans in the comments. Not the good like Bobcat ones, but the other ones.
The Buckeyes.
You Ohio fans better clear your search history before you get on TikTok.
Question two. Who has the best – y'all better beat Spanky if you like the Big E. Who has the best Christmas music album of all time?
It's Elvis. Fact. It's Elvis, man. You got a perfect mix of, you know, Christian, and you got Santa in there, and you got just the King's voice.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to beat that one. I went with a different one because I knew
Mariah Carey.
No, I went with Carrie Underwood. Yeah. I was wondering, did I get the wrong name here?
A classier version.
Yeah.
Classy.
I love Carrie Underwood, so let's go with that.
I would pick Elvis because everyone knows I love Elvis and no one does a better Elvis impression than me.
I got a second answer. Go ahead.
But I'm going to go, and you could, and here my third answer could be Dolly Parton, Hard Candy Christmas. It's so beautiful.
It is.
I love it.
It.
I'm barely getting through.
That might have been better than Elvis' impression.
But it's Alan Jackson. Alan Jackson has some of the best Christmas music out there. I could listen to Alan Jackson all day long singing Christmas music. And I'm not even a big Christmas music person. But somebody, Alan Jackson, he just takes away the old Christmas vibe and he just sits you down to your childhood, to how it felt way back when. And it's not some over media hype Christmas bull crap that they put on the air nowadays where it's the same old melody and tune, la 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 la. No, it takes you back to a simpler time. And that's why I'm going Alan Jackson.
I'm changing my answer. It's no longer Carrie Underwood because I forgot about one. Coach Ryan Jackson, tell your wife to listen because the real answer is NSYNC.
NSYNC.
Oh, God.
The NSYNC Christmas album.
Yeah, Ryan Jackson says you Justin Timberlake.
Oh, well.
We got a Dolly pick. Would have been great. We got a Michael Bublé. And we've got a Elvis for sure.
It's the blue Christmas for me, man.
Without you.
Who's Mike's going back and forth with somebody on here?
They're talking about that booger guy, whatever his
Boogie
name is.
Booger.
Someone that tries to be you, Ball Daddy.
Yeah.
Ooh, about you.
Jim Harbaugh, which one's the one that was picking his booger?
Yeah.
I did not pick my booger. You're on TV, buddy. You did.
On a green Christmas dream. One. Be the same
corn cob pop and a button no
as you not here with the me.
We need to make it a punishment, Spanky, or you have to wear that Elvis costume.
Ooh. That's fine, me. I don't know.
You need to wear it next time. Wear Elvis.
Next time
you
have to dance at Walmart.
That or a Halloween show or something, you know. Or just get you some orange. Get you like an orange scarf. You could wear it to UT.
Hold on, burn a little bit. Hold on.
He needs an orange and white Elvis costume.
Don't get him started.
Question three, courtesy of our great sponsor, Freedom Motors. What is the ultimate dream vehicle and why?
Man, I've always wanted a Ford Raptor. They're the ultimate truck. I go back to, you know, the 90s, Joe Diffie, pickup man. I built Ford Tough, baby. I've always been a Ford guy.
Yeah, I'm wanting a 2022 Ford Mustang Cobra. Patone 151 with white racing stripes and a power tee across the hood.
He's thought about this for a long
time. Dark tinted windows. Nothing more American than a Ford Mustang muscle car and duck down in Tennessee colors.
I like the blue oval.
It says be specific.
I like the blue oval. Love.
Yeah, I think we're all Ford guys here. So
I've either wanted a orange Toyota Tacoma or. And this is just
for a dream vehicle, a damn Tacoma.
Yeah, I like Toyota Tacomas.
You could at least bump up and go a Tundra.
New
man.
Tundra.
No, I like Tacomas.
You're a big guy. Them Tacomas ain't.
No, man.
Two-wheel driver.
Perfect size. No, I do four-wheel. My road gets bad at Christmas.
Leather seats, or you just going to go with the cloth?
But no, number one to me is going to be a pink Cadillac. I've always wanted to be a pink Cadillac. That's candy pink Cadillac.
Elvis style.
Yeah.
Elvis
style.
Right, let us
big
know
old S on the side of it.
I said an 84 Bronco. You want that in white? Or, I mean, how do you want that?
Hey, them things can haul tail.
I love them Broncos.
I do too, man.
I love them. Jared King says a 2024 Silverado. Chase says, Spanky, that ain't even a full-size truck.
For a full-size man, it ain't.
I can be leaning like
that. Hey, oh, quit.
Yeah, that's another mutton spur.
I didn't do it.
Question four. Let us know in the comments who is winning the duel. Question four. Who has the best high school football dynasty in the state of Tennessee? Give me three.
So y'all do one. We know.
We're doing three.
Give me your number one. Give me your number two. And give me your number three.
Number one's easy, man. It's Alcoa. The last time they didn't make the championship game was 2002.
They've won 10 in a row, 23.
They've had 38 total appearances in the championship game. They've won 10 straight championships. It's insane of the amount of titles they win there. My number two, be Maryville, a close second. You know, they've won 17 titles. They haven't won one since 2019, but the last time they didn't go to the championship game was 93, I think. And then number three, Oakland. They won eight titles, 24, 22, 21, 20, 18, 08, 98, and 84. The last time they didn't make the playoffs was 2007.
Josh had two of the three right. The third one is the single-A school, South Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. They dominate single-A every single year. I've lost count of how many they've won. I looked it up. And Spanky, do you know the number of how many state titles South Pittsburgh has? It's a bunch.
Yeah,
they recruit Alabama and Georgia right there on that line. So, they probably should have never been a single-A school.
Scary place to play, too.
I hate that place.
But Alcoa Maryville's 1-2 in my mind.
I started to go South Pitt, and I was like, I'll be nice to.
Yeah. Let somebody else have one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Michael says Portburg isn't in your top three, Josh.
No, we haven't won crap.
Careful.
Yeah.
Man.
You can look at the history books on that one.
Wow. He's in trouble.
He just said the C word.
I'm going to go with Alcoa, number one. I feel like they're the best dynasty football team in America. Like, how many other teams is going to win 10 straight right there? That's impressive in its own self. I'm sure there's another crazy record out there.
And they're moving up again, and they're probably going to win.
They're moving up to an easier – I think it'll be easier for them.
Yeah, I do too.
And they're all sophomores.
Yeah.
They're all sophomores.
They're going to win another title.
But next, Maryville. Alcoa Maryville's going to be week one open up the season next year. That's going to be it.
That'll be your Thursday night game right there.
That'll be very exciting. And next, I don't know. I guess I'll go with the Homer answer here. Nah, I ain't going to go cut. Nah, I ain't going to do that. But no,
I thought you would.
No, honestly, it is South Pitt. Like they said, they've dominated single A for the past few years, countless championships. But yeah, South Pitt.
At one time, you can almost put Catholic on this list, but they've kind of fallen off.
They have. They moved them up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think they're,
6-8? Alcoa moves up next year, right?
But yeah, they're moving up to 4A, but I think that'll be
easier. Even easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird how that works. Chase says, Wartburg is the best dynasty with the skull emoji.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, let us know in the comments who's winning the duel. Last question. Why does Tennessee beat Ohio State on December the 21st?
I said it earlier, man. They're overlooking us. It's going to be cold. They have trouble stopping the run. We run the ball very well, better than most. Our D-line will be living in their backfield. And last but not least, man, we travel very well. I think we could have 20 to 30,000 yeah. fans there.
Josh almost has my answer. Ohio State, or Ohio, has two weaknesses. Number one, they struggle to stop the run. That's Tennessee's strength on offense. Number two, their offensive line is weak and injured. They're very injured on their offensive front. They're starting a backup center, and I think their right tackle was out as well. So they're injured. Tennessee's defensive line has been solid all year. We'll hold Ohio State to under 20 points, and Tennessee will come into the Shoe, stop them 3 and out on their opening drive. The Ohio State crowd is going to turn on Ryan Day. They already said they want him fired. Boos are going to rain down from a cold stadium, and by the third quarter, a third of their fans will leave. Tennessee fans will move down to better seats, and by the end of the game, you'll be able to hear Rocky Top on ABC being sung by 20,000 Vols fans as we take their stadium over and plant the flag on the 49-yard line because they're going to make the 50 a felony.
Okay, so here's the real answer here. Okay, and here's the truth. Okay, I'm not going to. I ain't gonna.
We just gave you the real answer.
No, I ain't gonna make up some bull crap. Some big paragraph here. No, look, the facts is honestly, yeah, they have a terrible run defense, and we're good at running the ball. Uh-huh. But something that everyone seems to want to overlook week in and week out, this game will come down to special teams. The weather will be a factor in this ball game. When the weather's a factor, what play do players take off? It is special teams. Ohio State will take some plays off on special teams. That's when we will capitalize on them plays. We will make the breaks when they're given to us. Give me the Vols and give me the special teams to help us out for the win here. But I got one more thing, and the reason we're going to win this game is because simply we're going to put the ball down better and harder than Ohio State ever thought.
I'm just
going
to say, I think we're a better team. I really believe we are a better team. And we keep talking about the weather. Guys, I don't think the weather's going to be a factor whatsoever.
It's going to be cold.
It's going to be chilly. The high in Knoxville today was about 34. Guess what the high in Ohio State is next Saturday?
34.
It's a non-factor.
We might have a little wind, but, I mean, listen, we're going to run the ball, period. You know, Spanky, I'll give you special teams. You know, we need special teams to win, absolutely. But we're going to run the ball. We're going to run it down their throat. Our defense is going to do what they do best, and we're going to walk out of there with a W.
My answer would be the SEC Player of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Michael says Spanky is preaching.
And we can't just rely on Dylan Sampson to win us this game like we have before. Other guys are going to have to learn to nut up and step up. We got to use everybody else,
if it ain't
too.
Broke, don't fix it.
Eric says Boo will take one to the house.
Guys, we're going to run the ball and open up that play action pass across the middle, and Ohio State's not going to know what hit them. Ohio State hasn't seen an offense like Tennessee's all year. Oregon's offense, while it put up some points, is not an offense like Tennessee. They dink and dunk and throw these quick short screen passes, kind of like we done last year with Joe Milton, that didn't work. This offense here is a little bit different. We're going to open it up. Dylan Sampson's going to run the ball hard, and then the play action's going to be there, just like it has been.
Mike says we need a pick six to start the game off.
That'd be incredible. I'm telling you.
Chase says Smokey is dragging his ass across the O. I like it, Chase.
You know why they put the O right there on the middle of the field? Because that's how many 12-team college football playoff wins they're going to have after next Saturday.
You know what? That's how many wins Ryan Day has against Michigan as well.
Zero.
Yeah, Brock says, why is everyone talking about the weather? It's a non-factor.
It's a non-factor.
The media is absolutely crazy with that talking point.
Media is crazy about it. Ohio fans are saying, oh, you just don't know what cold weather is. Really?
Josh Heupel's from South Dakota.
It's colder in South Dakota than it is in Ohio. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, Ryan Jackson says, I played football my whole life. It didn't matter if it was cold or hot. I played the same way. I agree with Spanky.
You know, the only reason why the weather would be a factor is if it did snow, and then it affects both teams. It's not calling for snow right now, so I'm not even concerned.
Mike says at Vandy it was a low of 26.
Yeah.
Move over to TikTok. Episode 2 on TikTok, 4.4 thousand likes this go-around. We was at around 17 or 18 before that. We've got a bunch of arguing going on TikTok. We appreciate the analytics there, boys.
What are you arguing about?
Let's see. We got some people saying they tried to call. Yeah, the phone lines are down, ain't they, Spur?
Yeah. Phone line is currently not working.
Have we ever answered the phone?
Oh, twice.
Yeah.
It didn't go good. We're not good at cutting people. We're not good at cutting people off.
We learned from our past antics, and we'll not continue those antics any longer.
Yeah.
Some of you people need to put down the phone and the bottle.
We got a bunch of Georgia Bulldogs pulling for us. We appreciate that very much.
It's an SEC love right there.
Yeah, they want us to plant the flag.
Well, Georgia, we will not be pulling for you.
We got a bunch of people that think that Georgia and Tennessee will be in the championship.
That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
It would be.
Chase says, do they know Tennessee isn't in South America?
The way they see it, no, probably not.
They look like we're from Florida or something. Michael says Ryan Day overcoaches and he's scared for his job.
He is scared for his job.
He's definitely scared for his job.
Interview the other day. His eyes about that wide, man. He started talking about, well, we get to play Oregon and da-da-da. Man, you got to play us first.
Yep. All right, let us know in the comments who won the duel. Freedom Motors. If you're in the market for a car, truck, SUV, a work vehicle, or even a van, look no further than Freedom Motors Guaranteed Financing, and they will give you the absolute best money for your trade-in. They can guarantee financing solely based off the relationship and reputation that they have with the local banks. The owner, Chris Looper, has been in the automotive industry for decades. He only brings the best of the best to his lot. Go see Chris at 7765 Manorville Pike in Knoxville, or check the Freedom Motors inventory online at freedommotorstn.com.
I actually stopped by there just the other day, Valdaddy.
Did you really?
They do have a lot of nice vehicles out there. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
Chris.
Check them out at Freedom Motors.
Yeah, Chris sends he sends me his inventory.
And, Chris wasn't there, but I'd like to go back and check them out some more.
Yeah, it's definitely the nicest used car lot around. It's time to announce last week's winner of the football pick'em. Spur, please let us know who won last week's giveaway.
We have a 2-time-in-a-row winner. Jared King won the pick'ems again. He went 8-2 on the week, and he was the closest to the score with the Tennessee or the Georgia-Texas game. And so, Jared King, you are a winner.
Congratulations, man. Yeah, I've still got yours from last week, and I will send that. I'm doing some different shipping type things, so I'm delayed right now. But we will get that out right now. Currently, Spanky is in the lead.
We can't have that.
in votes. So if you like the Spank, baby, tell them, what do you got, Spank?
Woo! Custom made from head to toe.
And when there's a winner, that means there must be a loser.
Rain, sleet, or snow. Hold at the dough.
Hold on. Let's go ahead and show this video. Josh, tell the people what you've done, what your solution was for owning your punishment.
He weaked out is what he done.
Weaked out. No.
Leaked out.
Listen. So
his interest on Owen punishment.
I was picking up some interest, you know, and I not a tough time of the day to do a whole lot of stuff. So I got with Vol Daddy here, and me and him come up with a solution. So I am now Vols deep, literally. I went and got a tattoo of our logo on myself.
All right, we're going to show you this video real quick. We'll be right back. All right. It's there.
It is there forever.
On the calf.
I love it.
On the calf.
I love it. I'm loyal. I'm loyal.
I guess we'll let it slide. You couldn't find a wife at Waffle House. So.
I just ain't enough time of the day to do all these punishments. I keep rounding up.
Well, I mean, you lost. What was it? This makes us third in a row this week?
This would be fourth.
Would fourth. Be, but.
Let's go over the overall records. For last week, Spanky was 7-3. Spur was 6-4. Josh was 6-4. The Vol Daddy was 5-5.
You didn't lose this week, buddy.
That's fine.
Did you get a tattoo because you thought you lost this
week? No, I got a tattoo.
Wasn't that tattoo for nothing?
No, I did think I lost this week, but I was backing up on debt, so yeah, you know, starting a new job, I'm not going to be able to do a whole lot. So,
oh shit! In my defense, I did not say you lost.
Neither did I.
Yeah, you did.
Somebody I did.
Know it. No, that was Spanky. I'm going to whoop your ass.
Well, I thought you did. I'm sorry. I did.
Listen,
the numbers wrong.
I don't care. I'm dedicated. I'm here for it. I'm Vols deep, baby.
You got a tattoo just because you thought you lost this week, but you didn't lose this week.
No, I got a tattoo because I was backed up on debt.
The story's better if you thought you lost.
We'll go with it.
I think it's a combination of both.
I think I'm just loyal, man.
You want to shake this?
I believe in our brand.
Our brand.
Brand. You branded all right.
Yeah.
You gonna shake this for him? Let him draw one out there.
Is that two?
Rain, sleet, or snow. I'm at the dope. I do my job.
God.
What is it?
Shotgun of Coke.
Oh.
That's it?
That's what it says.
That's
garbage.
Dumb. That's dumb.
I mean, there's other ones in there. I can't help what I drew out.
Didn't say how big a Coke either. We're going to have to give him a good Coke.
Oh, yeah.
Can you shotgun plastic? Yeah. Will it work?
Do you know how hard it is to shotgun a Coke?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
It's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt. We'll get one of those 1 liter Cokes. You go for it.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll do it. That'll be an easy one. Well, it's going to hurt for a minute.
It's going to hurt. Put some Jack D up top of it.
All right, so Ryan Jackson don't like it. I'm not picking another one.
Pick another one.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. All right, so hell no. So I'll shotgun a Coke.
Everybody's saying draw again.
I'm good with it. I'm keeping it. I'm not doing peer pressure.
I need to put one in there that says get a tattoo of the logo on you.
Our sponsor, Stephen Hensley Insurance and Realty, donates $100 of every real estate closing to charities. He's already donated $8,700 in the first 8 months of doing this. Some of those charities include Cofield and Mortberg Youth Sports, the Legends of Tennessee Football Camp. He's your go-to resource for all things insurance and real estate in our area. 865-742-1672 is his direct line. Call or text him, whichever you prefer. Please let him know that we sent you. Yeah, people are people are not happy with that punishment. Got away with the easy one, Justin says. Mm-hmm. Open the Coke, let it sit overnight, Sanofi is.
No, that's cheating.
No, I said it's going to be cold and unopened.
Yeah, cold will hurt.
It's going to be cold. If it's that easy of a punishment, then it's going to be cold.
It ain't that easy. I want to draw again, but I'm not doing it. I've actually got off pretty easy. The eyebrows probably the worst one.
I think you should
one.
Draw again and have to do both of them.
that needs to be in there next year.
Yeah.
Next year, there needs to be a reverse one in there.
The reverse, like a
Uno card. Reverse card.
And there needs to be a draw two in there as well.
Ryan says you might as well eat a fried bologna sandwich. I would rather do that.
I'm hungry. That doesn't sound too bad.
It does sound pretty good.
Hey, Taco Bell's open until 2 a.m. now in Wartburg.
Ooh, they are.
Oh, wow. The crackheads are really excited about that.
You can't say that. You canceled.
What's next?
They y'all better take up for Wartburg right now. Hurry. Do it on camera.
What are they going to do next? Take EBT?
I wish they did.
Get some brownie points.
I love Taco
don't
Bell.
Don't need brownie points.
Okay.
Don't need brownie points.
All right. We're doing all NFL games for our pick'ems. Game one, Kansas City Chiefs at Cleveland Browns.
Chiefs.
Yeah, give it to Chiefs.
I'm going out on a limb with this one. Give me Jameis Winston, the Browns.
Your Browns?
It is at Cleveland.
Did you never know? Because you never know what Jameis
is going to do. The Lord is going to bless him.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs just because I'm in last place and I've got to make up some ground. Hopefully Spanky's wrong.
We do have a little bit of breaking news. Bill Belichick just signed a 5-year deal with UNC.
Yeah, we knew that was coming.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
That's old news, man.
They better
need
them,
something new.
Them females better lock up their dorms.
Game two, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Los Angeles Chargers.
Go ahead, Spur. I know who you're going to pick.
If this was earlier in the year, I'd have picked Tampa Bay, but I'm going to take the Chargers at home.
Spank?
Who's got it better than them? Nobody. Give me the Chargers.
I'm going out on a limb here, and I'm going to go Tampa Bay.
Bucks for Josh. I'm going Chargers as well just because it's at L.A. That's the only reason.
There's a few questionables for L.A.
There he is. Their defense is struggling right now.
Mm-hmm.
Harbaugh likes football guys, though. He likes guys that like football.
He likes guys that like football.
Yeah.
I would hope so, being an NFL coach.
And he likes
talking about football.
He likes boogers. Game three, Green Bay Packers at Seattle Seahawks.
Give me the Packers.
I went back and forth on this one, thinking about it.
This is a tough one.
It is a tough one. Seattle's playing really good. I'm going to go ahead and take Seattle. Give me Seattle.
Give me the Packers because the Seahawks should have handed out the ball on the 1-yard line in the Super Bowl.
So you're going Packers?
Yeah.
I've got the Packers as well.
There's my one.
All right, the Pittsburgh Steelers at Philadelphia Eagles.
Talk about going back and forth on this one, man. I've got the Eagles wrote down, but I'm still – just give me the Eagles before I change my mind. If it was at Pittsburgh, it'd be different.
At Pittsburgh, it'd probably be different. I don't like either team right now, but give me the Eagles.
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to getting beat by the Steelers.
Yeah, I'm going Eagles, too, just based off my fantasy. I got to have
them. You Steelers?
Good.
Yeah.
Coach Ryan Jackson. Oh, you're going Steelers?
Yeah.
He went Steelers.
Oh. He went Steelers.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I just heard you singing over there and figured.
Gotcha.
Well, good. The Colts at the Denver Broncos. Who you picking, Spanky?
Mile high, baby. Let's ride. That's right. We're going to the playoffs. I'm going to watch Denver play in a couple
playoffs.
Of weeks. I'm going to watch them play in Cincinnati. I'm making that trip.
Are you going Broncos, Spur?
I'm going Broncos, yeah.
Who are the Broncos playing again?
The Colts.
Oh, yeah. Give me the Broncos. Battle of the horses.
Yeah.
Nay. I've got the Broncos, too. The Cincinnati Bengals at your Tennessee Titans.
Listen, I'm to the point right now where I'm tired of even looking at them. But this is going to be the kind of game that Tennessee wins. But give me Cincinnati.
Oh, I thought you was about to pick the Titans.
Hell no.
Give me the Bengals.
Not so fast, guys. There is an X factor in this game that y'all ain't talking about. Brian Callahan was at Cincinnati last year. He's now with the Tennessee Titans. That factor alone, combined with Mayo, Will Levis, is going to mean the Titans are going to lose this game by 24 points. Give me Cincinnati.
They're going to lose by 24 instead of 48.
I've got the Bengals as well. Justin says the Titans.
He's crazy.
Mike Vrabel somewhere smiling right now.
Chase says the Titans are the NFL's Wartburg.
Listen, they're
my team, and I love them.
They have to draft another quarterback. Will Levis is not the answer.
No, no.
Wait another year.
Could have had Hendon Hooker back
there. I
don't
want to talk about it.
Hey, they could get old Sanders and they can get Coach Prime in there. Could you imagine Deion in Nashville?
No.
I'd buy some of the Prime glasses in that color.
I'd almost become a Steelers fan.
Game 7, the Washington Redskins at the New Orleans Saints.
So did you – have y'all heard the rumor that they're going to go back to the Redskins?
I have.
Yeah, they say it all the time. I hope it's – I'll always call them Redskins.
Give me the Redskins.
Either way, give me the Redskins.
I'm actually taking the Redskins too, even though I think New Orleans is playing slightly better than they have.
Yeah.
My uncle, when he was a kid, had a Redskins jersey, so I'm going to pick them.
Good reason.
You sound like some of them game day pickers.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Derek Carr's my fantasy football starter.
Is he?
Yeah, he's done well for me.
I don't know who I want to go with here. Hey, look, give me the Saints.
When the Saints.
Hey, we do need to figure out the tournament, how we're going to do it. Point-wise.
The bracket, the playoff bracket, yeah.
All right, game 8, the Miami Dolphins at Houston Texans.
Give me Houston.
Yeah, Houston.
Houston.
And a route.
No, it'll be a route, but give me Houston.
Miami's playing pretty good ball.
Tua's playing well.
Yeah, well, he'll get knocked out.
I'd say the chances are high. Going Texans.
The Houston player that knocks out quarterbacks isn't playing anymore.
Oh.
Justin says Miami.
He's just – hoping for it. You got a parlay going or something?
He says the Saints, too. I'll agree with you there. I'm going Texas.
He's taking all the underdogs.
Yeah. You're going to put them $5 when 5,000.
Game 9, the Chicago Bears at Minnesota Vikings.
What time is this game?
Anybody giving the Bears a shot?
No.
I don't know why, but I put them as my starting defense on fantasy just because the Broncos had a bye week. They gave me -1 points.
For a defense?
It could be worse. It could be a lot worse. I had a bye with whoever's defense I had, and I dropped them and picked up Tennessee's, and that was the week they gave up 52 to Detroit.
Oh, you played Tennessee's defense against Detroit?
I didn't realize, did you? No.
All right, game 10, the big one. The Buffalo Bills at Detroit Lions plus the total points.
Give me the Lions, 51.
I'm taking the Lions in 54.
Give me the Lions. And total points, you said?
Yep.
High scoring team, Spunky.
It's December. Where's the game at?
Detroit.
Detroit.
It's at Detroit.
In a dome.
Give me 72.
72?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Let's hope it comes down to a tiebreaker.
Damn, Spanky. I'm going to go. I think it's the over under is like 53.
54 and a half.
Yeah, 54 and a half.
No, man, they're going to sling the ball, baby.
I don't think they're going to sling it that much, buddy.
I'm going to go 55, and I'm going to go Lions as well.
Why aren't we picking on the best game this weekend?
Army-Navy.
Yeah.
I asked the same question. We can pick it for fun. Who y'all got?
Throw it on there. We'll do. Army. I think Army's going to kill them.
Army.
Yeah, that's why we didn't pick it.
Yeah. All right, Spur operates the Facebook page. Mike, you like that number for some reason. Spur operates the Facebook page for the Pick'ems. Explain to the people how our Pick'ems go for our listeners.
All right, for those of you that don't know yet, these 10 games will be on the Vols Deep Podcast Facebook page in the morning. Comment on the Vols Deep Podcast Facebook page. Only your 10 winners. The tiebreaker will be the total points scored in the Buffalo Bills versus the Detroit Lions game. And here's how I do it. If there's a tie and you both pick the same number, the person who commented first will be the winner on that. We've had it happen a time or two. So get your picks in soon.
All right. We've got a draw for the Lady Vol tickets. Whoever wants to do it.
Beth Whaley.
Hey, Beth finally got her
Beth
one.
Beth Whaley has won tickets to see the Lady Vols.
She comments and tries on every one of them. I'm glad she got them. Yep. Good deal. Good deal. Congratulations, Beth. I'll message you or you message me your email address, and we will get them to you if you're listening. But the football pick'ems, you'll get a $25 gift card to Hound Dog. Some cool things from the Vol Navy as well. We will post that. Probably in the morning, possibly tonight, but we'll see. Thank you all for listening to us, whether it's live or after we publish our live. Check us out on all our podcast platforms. We appreciate all of our sponsors more than we can put into words. I got you. I got you. The winner of the duel, Spanky.
So I told y'all, run that mouth again, boy. Whoop that trick. Whoop him. Whoop him.
Go smoke your corn cob pie.
All right, congratulations, Spanky, the new dual champion. But please support our sponsors because they support us and they make this show happen. We'll be back next week, baby. Go Vols.
Go Vols.
Go Vols.